Hey there, this is Conscious Living. I'm Wendy Garrett on Empower Radio. Thank you for tuning in. I appreciate your time. Hope you're having a great day and things are going your way and it's all sunny and peachy and nice and fabulous. And if it isn't, okay, you know that little thing called your imagination. Open the door right now. Step in there. Isn't it better? Well, at least mine it is. Okay. I've got a guest today who's been in contact with her guides ever since she was little. And so she's sharing her story because it's not just one person who can do this. We all have this ability. She just happened to be connected and knew what was going on. And she really, really needed that support given the early trajectory, all of the things that happened. Linda Deer has written a book called Guided. Hi, Linda.
Hi, Wendy. Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome. I appreciate what you're sharing because you actually have the photo of that element on the cover of the book to give people an idea. This is what it might look like. Some people say, oh, that's a photo anomaly, and they brush it off as some kind of a, you know, malfunction of the camera. But that isn't at all what's going on.
No, it's not. It was Christmas time, 21 years ago, Christmas time in 1994. And I was taking pictures, you know, the family was in the room and I was taking pictures and I turned around and there she was, bigger than life, right there in the room. And I had my Nikon 35 millimeter camera, SLR Nikon in my hand, and I captured her photograph. And as soon as I did, she dissipated. So that happened when I had a dream like a couple of months later, and they came to me in the dream and they said, the reason that happened was so the world could believe. And then in the dream, I said, what are you talking about? They said, you're going to write a book about relationships, and it's going to be about your relationship with us. And it's going to be easy to write. And once you write this book, you're going to continue writing book after book after book. They're just going to pour out of you. And they're all going to be easy to write. Well, Guided's my first book, and you read it. It's, you know, it's 370 pages long. I wrote it in 4.5 months. So, of course, I was guided, you know, as I wrote this book. And that's how this came about. As far as how they came through, mechanically how they came through, I got into some of that with them later on. They said that they radiate energy, and they do this by harnessing the electric current in our world to project themselves here so they can be seen. So that's how they actually mechanically do it.
Yeah, that was when I get mine, it's like a bioelectric connection. And it happens within our, I don't think we have a way to identify or quantify this through our physics just yet. But yeah, that seems to be a similar kind of terminology.
Yeah, they use our electrical current, or, you know, our technology. They're way more advanced than we are. And they use that to bring themselves in. Now, they try to not scare us, okay? So in that, on the front cover of Guided, you'll see it is the form of a body. That is a full form of a physical, of a body like a human might be. There's the back.
Yeah, it looks like you can see the backbone.
Yeah, you can see the spine coming up. You can see the backside of her backside, her legs coming down. And you can even see her face. If you look, you'll see the mouth. It's almost like she breathed herself into this dimension and held. It's like freeze frame. Take my photograph, Linda, so I can, you know, be done with this. And that's what happened.
When you experienced this as a kid, did you see those kinds of things to start out with as a child?
Well, what I saw is I saw light, and I felt them, okay? So I didn't see the forms this physical. This is extraordinary to capture something like, to see something like this, let alone capture it, all right? Which is, and here is the book Guided, you know, what they wanted this on the front cover. They said seeing would be believing. Not for me, but for the readers, okay?
Well, and I honestly think it has to do with the individual. Each person decides for themselves, is this something I can accept? Is this something I buy into? Because no matter how much proof you offer somebody else, it comes from that individual as to whether they're going to be open to accept it.
And Wendy,
you at least,
you know, I don't think that any of the things that are happening now in the world that are you could call them paranormal, or you could call them phenomenons, or you can call them whatever you want to call them. I think so much of this is happening and people are talking about it because now people are ready. I don't mean everybody, but a large majority of people are ready.
Now, you started talking, I guess, at the beginning of the book about how it was you had a difficult childhood.
Yeah. When I met my spirit guides the first time, it didn't come out of, you know, a beautiful scenery with a perfect environment and a wonderful family. It was the absolute opposite of that. In fact, it was a life of abuse as a child that brought my spirit guide angels into focus. That's when I met them, is when I ran out of options when I was a baby, when I was 20 months old. That was my first, you know, clear experience of meeting them.
And what was that?
Well, what happened is I ran away from home when I was 20 months old. My mom was disturbed, and she beat me all the time. And I had to find a way out of there. And one day I decided to shake the gate loose so I could get out to the front yard like I watched my dog do times. And when I shook the gate and it opened, I, in diapers, a little snap-on baby shirt and barefoot, I ran away. I got out front. I took a right, went down the street, and got on the expressway. And I was sure in the direction that I was headed that I was going to find my dad. I don't know, you know, 20 months old, I didn't have any reasoning hooked to it. I just knew I was going in the right direction. And the police officers, two police officers, stopped me, and they asked me, they said, where are you going? What are you doing out here? Or something like that. And I said, I'm going to find my daddy, because something's wrong with my mommy. And they asked me to point out how I got where I'm at, how to get back to my house. And I wouldn't do it because I didn't want to go back there. My mom, being, you know, she was in a rage, and I knew that I was going to take another beating again. So that's what caused me to bolt and get out of there in the first place. So they took me to the candy store and bribed me with my favorite goodies, and you know, broke down my will. I thought these guys were okay. And so then I pointed them to my house. They brought me back. My mom pretended to be concerned about me. Oh, thank you for bringing her back and all this. As soon as my mom, as soon as the police officers were assured I was in good hands, they left. And my mom watched, making sure they were gone. And she beat me within an inch of my life. And when I woke up, I just passed out on the floor. When I woke up, I was devastated to find myself right back where I left off, right back in the hell I tried to escape from. And that's when I asked for help. And when I did that, they were all around me. They were strong, they were steady, they weren't in panic mode like I was. They were right there with me. It was familiar. I knew in that moment that I finally had someone who was on my side. I finally had someone who loved me that was right there, and I knew they were for real. This was way more than I ever expected, and it was familiar. So from that point forward, I had this connection to these, and I'll call them beings, guides, angels, whatever you want to call them. And that was the beginning of it right there.
Okay, now we could go into more trauma and drama, but the reason, because later on you talked about when you asked them, why did I have such a difficult family?
Well, you know, on the other side of it, as time goes by, you know, you understand what that was. While I was in it, Wendy, living it, as that little kid, all I did is I turned my back on my family, and I made this even stronger connection with my spirit guide angels as they laid things in my path, as they showed me different things that I could experiment with, as they presented me with events that I learned by stepping into them and experiencing them. They put me on my own yellow brick road as I took those steps. You know, they can only do so much. They put you, they lay things in front of you. They give you the opportunities. They give you signs and signals, nudges. They even make things difficult when you're going in the wrong direction so that they can nudge you off that path and get you back on course. Okay. It's really not, they don't come here to make you do anything, and they don't come here to teach you anything. They come here, they're here with us to guide us, guided, and we have to take those steps. We have to realize it's there. We have to be willing to take the action. And that's what this is really all about. And throughout my entire book, as I show them how I walked through this, it also explains how people do this all the time. They just may not catch it when it happens. They miss it when it does happen, you know?
Well, part of it, I think, when you were, you know, you're talking about, they give you harder challenges to redirect you. In the book, when you say the guides told you that you chose the parents you have because they provide you what you need to learn in your life. And so why, I guess what I was going for was that answer of, they told you why some of those things for you were difficult.
Well, those things that I learned, like what you're talking about right now, Wendy, those are things that after you've gone through all these different maneuvers, you know, where you're learning about yourself and you're learning who you are, you're learning why you're here. You're just on a, for me, it was unbelievable just how much I was learning so fast. I learned all this before I started kindergarten, you know? Unbelievable. And it was because I put myself at the hands of my guides and let them teach me, because the people here that were my family, they were idiots. I mean, really, I had a basis of comparison. I had my guides that were intelligent beings that were showing me things that were, I stepped into and played with, if you will, and experimented with, and, you know, and just learned so much on so many different levels that that anyone tried to teach me here, it was like a joke compared to that. You know, so the things that you're talking about after I became older, yeah, I could see that. But while I was in it, when I was a little kid, a little baby, when I was in it, it was a different experience than what you're talking about. You understand?
Absolutely. What I'm saying is, you had to go through it, and you weren't going to get out of it. There was no quick fix. There was no escaping. There was hook, line, and sinker. You're going to do this, and it may not be pleasant. You will get out, but this is your requirement. Good luck.
Well, it wasn't like that. It was. They were way more gentle, and it's an interesting thing, because the way we're treated as kids in this life, we're coddled, you know, I mean, largely we're, you know, it's nonsense. That's not how the guides teach us at all. They don't see us as little babies. They see us as new people. It's a whole different experience, Wendy.
What I meant was, they couldn't take you out of your family.
No, they weren't supposed to.
That's
right.
What I said. They were, right. In other words, you were going to be there one way or the other to learn your lessons with your human people. And learn that, yes, that wasn't going to go away just because you found a guide. Your human people were still going to be there,
right.
And you had to challenge yourself to figure out how to survive. Does that make sense?
They weren't my escape hatch. You are right. That's exactly right.
But that's not necessarily a bad thing.
They were my team.
They were your sanity.
They were my sanity, that is for sure. Yeah.
That's what's hard to explain to other people, is that you were able to have such a direct knowing and nowhere to go and corroborate it except within your own being.
Yes, and accept it. And one of the keys to that was what they what they made very clear to me that I've understood and learned to understand through experiences, okay, is to not take anything personally. That was really a huge, huge lesson for me. Because as soon as you take it personally, you're drawn into it. You're not objective anymore. You get sucked into you can't think. Okay. You can't make a good decision. You can't see it for what it is. You become part of the problem, you know?
Absolutely. And that's what I think is so important and encouraging about your book, that you could have come through all of this. And those are things you had to learn as a tyke, a little one.
That's exactly right. Is that amazing? I mean, when I wrote the book, Wendy, really, I knew all this happened in my life. I had a clear memory of it. But putting it down on paper was like, whoa, I can see it from, like out here now. I'm going, wow, that is amazing. As I look back at it, Yeah.
Well, and when you're getting that kind of support, and you still have to go back into the muck and the mire of those personal relationships. I learned a whole lot about a construction company.
Oh, I know.
The stuff that you talk about, being connected and getting this information 6 months, 8 months, a year prior, and you're changing your direction. Everybody else around you is going, you're crazy. And then all of a sudden it plays out and you're going, well, yeah, maybe I'm a little bit crazy, but it also worked.
Well, what's interesting about all that is as I stepped into my life and got out of that childhood, reality, that family stuff, and I was able to get free and out of it. And actually with my life, my mom was just out there, never stopped. And I got out and I started experiencing this. What I realized was this repressive family, and I do mean repressive. Whoopi Goldberg had a saying one time, someone did an interview with her, and they said, you're so talented. I mean, why did it take you so long to become successful? She said, well, as soon as they got their foot off my throat, in other words, repressed, just shoved down all the time, I could do it. So my point is in a family like that, I learned to hold my breath big time, okay? And when I came out of that, I mean, it was unbelievable. And once that repressed feeling, and I was no longer, constrained by that constant, it was awful. There was nothing in the world that could stop me. I mean, when I had my guidance, I perfected that. I had them with me all the time. They were guiding me. I listened. No matter what, Wendy, I listened to my guides. And there's been times in my life, as you read through the book Guided, where I did not, okay, where I had become successful. I became very successful. And, when you do that, there's a downside to it. Because once you become successful, now listening to your guidance tell you to, change on a dime, it's time to go over here. No. You want that success to stay with you. You don't want things to change, And so for me, I just didn't know how to shift gears. And, there were times, and I tell on myself right in my book about just like other people have challenges that comes up. They go, I know that was my guidance, but I didn't listen. I didn't do it, ow. And I paid for that, and it hurt me so bad. And I know I could have avoided all that, and it hurt me. And I go, yes, I get that, I didn't always listen to my guides either,
So, okay, let's just back up a little bit for people who are listening. Okay, I'm talking with Linda Deer. The book is Guided. Her spirit guides, angels, were her best friends and life coaches. This is a true story. So we're going back into it because this is what happened to you as a kid that would make it a little hard to pay attention to the adults because they didn't have all these wonderful bells and whistles. You learned how to get out of body, how to be out of your body and look down at. That's one of those cool little tricks that it's, why can't I keep doing this? Because this is so much more exciting, rewarding, and entertaining.
Yeah, that was great. I've learned so many things from them. It's all because of them. I mean, whatever was going on in my world, it's almost like I popped out of my body. I didn't go out of it. I popped out of it to get out of this reality, okay? That's what it was kind of like, Wendy. I really do think so, because right after I learned how to go out of my body, and I mean, it was easy. First time, first try, I was there, okay? It was not... It is the most natural thing for people to do. Isn't that amazing?
Well, and that's one thing. If you're listening and you're going to take a course for $5,000 that teaches you in 15 or 20 sessions how to do it, don't really believe that 15 or 20 sessions is what it takes. You have the ability to connect to this in your own way. That's one of the things your book is also there for, is that these things you did, you didn't have to go take a course. You didn't have to subscribe to some kind of protocol that got you into it. It was just like, okay, I'll do this, and poof.
You know what's interesting about it, Wendy, is people go, oh, I know how to have out-of-body experiences, blah, 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 blah. You know, I mean, when I did this, I didn't even know that's what it was coined as, okay? I was just doing what felt natural to me as a kid, okay?
Well, and that's kind of what Bob Monroe, he's the one who has the Monroe Institute, same thing. He was experiencing it, and he had to figure out how to come up with a phrase for it. But that's the same deal. You're saying it's a natural element. It doesn't have to have some dog and pony show to make it happen.
Not at all. Not at all. And so here's what the reason. So I went out of body. Big deal. Okay. Why did they have me do that? Here's what happened. Here's what I realized. Here was the coolest thing about it. Was once I learned how to go out of body and I became very good at it, snap my fingers, boom, I was gone. Any time I wanted to, on command. It was this was great, okay? But what I realized, what they were teaching me, which had a sweet and sour effect, they were teaching me how to become even more, my energy become more heightened. My hearing became so enhanced. It talks about it in the book. My hearing was so enhanced that I could actually hear what people were thinking. I could hear what they were thinking. I could perceive things that were impossible on a linear level. No way could anybody, I could not explain this to anybody, but it was really happening. So as I learned how to go out of body and perfect it, I was really good at this. Snap of my fingers, boom, I was there, all right? My mom was so disturbing, okay? She was an abusive person. And she'd screamed out my name, like she'd call for us kids, you know, Linda, she'd scream it, right? And I was out of my body when she did this once, and I just blasted back into my body. My head hurt, my body hurt, it hurt, you know? And I went, oh my God, everything is heightened, everything. I can hear what people think. I know what they're, you know, going to do. Everything I hear is loud. And my guides, I can really hear them now, the telepathy. Okay. I mean, there's just no separation between us. And that was what I was really, that was the purpose in these out-of-body experiments. All right. That's why I learned to do this. That's why they guided me to learn it. Not because, you know, I could go out of body. You know, none of that nonsense. It was because they were taking me to a new level. Yet that new level made being here even harder. You get it?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Unbelievable. Wow. I mean, this book, Guided, just, it walks people right through this. And as things happen to them, it's going to start making sense to them, you know?
I think part of it is that some of this has, as you grow older and you get more into a corporate type of dynamic where the outer world says they dictate your success. You have to have a car, you have to have a house, you have to have a family, all these things are supposed to be part of your success. If you don't have this inner structure or this inner connection, then that becomes more real. And once that fails, then people start going back to, well, maybe there's something more. Maybe I missed something. And then they start going back and connecting dots. And your book is about having dots connected before you get stuck into the corporate culture. Does that make sense?
Thank you. You said that perfectly.
Well,
it makes more
easy
sense
to say,
exactly.
But you've got the book, you lived it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So you kind of, there's a blueprint.
Yes, it is a blueprint, Wendy. And, you know, I did what seems unconventional to other people has never been unconventional to me. That's why I wrote the book. That's why I can help these people. If, you know, for people who really know that something else is going on here. You didn't come here to pay the utility bill, okay? That's not why you're here.
We're going to have to take a break in a couple minutes, but I want to ask, there are people who get confused in terms of when they're getting a guidance as to source and where it comes from. And you're saying they were trying to elevate you. So when we come back into the next break, what was the purpose of, and my word would be ascending you or elevating you or upgrading you to this other and advanced, enhanced awareness. Let's get into that in this next break, okay? Because that I think is also a part of this story, because it does make it really difficult to go back into the mundane of, okay, I got to get the bills paid and what's on TV tonight and what's for dinner and why am I eating sugar? Okay. All right. So Guided is the name of the book. Spirit guide, angels, whatever you want to call them, her companions out of body were helping her figure out how to get connected in body. Linda Deer, her true story is coming up. More on Conscious Living.
Hey, Larry, mind if I sit down?
Nope.
This coffee tastes like coffee. So what's going on?
Not much.
What's new?
Not much.
Okay, but can you please put the newspaper down while you say not much?
What newspaper?
This newspaper. Oh, dude, what happened to your face? I see one, two,
ow,
three, four, five, six.
Ow.
Dude, what is
ow
this? 11 pieces of toilet paper stuck to your face?
I'm shaving in the dark to save energy. I'm helping the environment.
That's a dangerous way to help the environment.
Well, sometimes you have to sacrifice yourself for the greater good.
Dude, there's an easier and safer way to help the environment without sacrificing yourself. Go green, go public. Take public transportation. It's good for the environment and you won't have to live behind a newspaper.
Wow.
But for now, put the newspaper back up.
A message from the public transportation systems across the country. To learn more, visit publictransportation.org.
Sassy! Sassy!
This week's episode, Danger at the Old Well.
Last one to the old well's a rotten egg!
Ha ha, I win!
Whoa! Ah! Sassy! Johnny fell down the well!
I'm wet!
What, Sassy? You know where Mr. Gunderson keeps his rope? Go get it, girl! What? You'd rather use this time to set people straight about shelter pet adoption?
I'm cold!
People shouldn't be afraid to adopt from a shelter? Because shelter pets are screened for sound, health, and temperament?
I'm wet and cold!
Sassy, what about Johnny? What? Let Johnny sit in the well until he learns to be more self-reliant? Sassy!
What'd he say?
Sassy is brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org. Remember, adopt!
Have you ever lost a cat? And have you ever wanted to get your cat back after you lost it?
Hi there, I'm Andrew Hoffman. I went on this website called InventNow.org. Then I decided to make an invention of my own. It's called the Lost Cat Magnet Invention. So you can get your cat back after you lost it. Just turn it on and Lost Cat stick to it. That's a good cat. If your cat was hiding up in a tree, it won't be up a tree anymore. It will be stuck to the Lost Cat Magnet. And sometimes they fly toward you in the air. Just listen to one satisfied cat. See, that's proof. You should go to the InventNow.org website too. But just remember one thing. Don't do a Lost Cat Magnet.
Anything's possible. Keep thinking. Get started on your own inventions or just play some games at InventNow.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Wendy Garrett, and this is Conscious Living on Empower Radio. Guided is the name of the book. Linda Deer, true story, talking about her spirit guides and how she was connected from the very, very young age to be able to help her in a lot of ways. Maybe she didn't figure it out till later on, but to learn how to be human. And it wasn't always going to be peachy keen, but there were other resources here that she could tap into. And she developed a very strong connection with those guides. And it's a fascinating story. If you read the book, getting into some of the things that she had a pre-knowing, a precognition about, and then stumping everybody who was in her life as to how she could get that information, let alone get it and then act on it because she trusted. So part of that is about ascending and becoming more of a human and spiritual being. In my experience, she may have a different way of phrasing it, but with this, there's an enhancement that comes into the picture that sometimes makes it complicated, but you have all these extraordinary abilities and like, well, what the heck are they good for? What am I supposed to do with this? Because I would prefer just to keep doing that, and yet I still have to maybe pay a bill or find a new relationship. And you talk about the relationship factor too. At the end of the book, there's a happy story.
And so is it my turn here?
You are welcome to dive in whenever you want.
Okay. Well, you know, the whole point to this, there's your guides don't just come to you to make your life easy. You know, you're on a journey here. You came into this life everyone comes into this life with something they intended to accomplish before they got here. We don't just come here to, you know, to live a life and just, it's not how it works. We come here to achieve something. And in my case, it all started with this dream I had. It was called the merry-go-round dream. And I had this dream from the time I could first remember, I guess, you know, just before 2 years old is when I could first remember, until I was 35 years old. And this dream never changed, and I would have it multiple times per night. I mean, you talk about feeling like you've been hijacked. To say that I felt that way is an understatement. I'm going, okay, wait a second. I could not go to sleep and not have this dream. I mean, I tried everything. I set the alarm clock so I wouldn't have the dream. It turned out to be a great dream I loved having until the people in the dream started to die. And they died with so much fear, which is what made this dream so unbearable for me. And it never changed, and it just kept going on and on. And ultimately, what I realized is I can't run from this dream. I can't get away from this dream. So I'm going to have to learn what this and find out what this dream is trying to show me, what it's teaching me. And that's what I did. So when I caved into that and I stopped trying to, you know, figure out how to stop it, change it, you know, do anything to alter it, I learned what they were showing me was that my mission in this life, my job, was to help people get out of their fear. That was my job. The part of the dream that was so disturbing is that people would fly off this merry-go-round because they were afraid as it speeded up. And as life speeds up, as our world is speeding up now, the world we're living in, people are getting more afraid. They're freezing up. They're getting scared. They're living in a ton of fear, in a house of fear, a house of pain. And they're letting go and they're giving up. And that is not what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to get it. This is supposed to, you know, wake them up, not knock them out, you know? So what my guides taught me, you know, I was haunted with the challenge of finding a way to reach these people. And once I became aware that that was my job, was to reach the ones who could be reached, the fear in the dream is what stopped the people from experiencing new things and believing in themselves. That was the bottom line. And I was here to teach them how to overcome that and live the life they intended and not leave this world fear-based again, another life again, all right? And so that was my job, and they showed that to me, and they made that very clear. What's interesting, Wendy, is this dream stopped when I started taking dream classes when I was 35 years old. The reason, my interpretation of that, the reason that the dream stopped then is because they finally had my attention. I was paying attention. I was actually doing what I would wind up doing, dream classes, helping people with their dreams, helping me understand my dreams better. All the experiences would start making sense to me. I would write the book, and I, you know, here it goes, right? I was on my path.
Right.
Yep.
And where do you see that going?
Oh, it's going. I mean, it's not something that I see going. It's something that is going. And in my professional career, I was an architect, a home builder, a real estate broker, an internet service provider, first one up here in northern Arizona in 1994. And a hosting provider. I mean, I did all the things that you do in this world, and I always worked for myself, okay? So I did some bold things, and they were all successes. They pointed me into these, timing is everything, when to get in and when to get out, all right? And I got into these things and, you know, did really, really well and got out of these things and got out just before everything crashed every single time. So now I've gone through all that. I've lived this, you know, life like everybody lives this life, you know, doing what you're, you know, are taught to be, you know, have the home, have all this stuff and do all this stuff. I'm done. I did all that. Yeah, I experienced it. It's good. You have to have it all in order to be a balanced person so you could really do and teach people because you've been there. You've done that. You've walked it. You've lived it. And that's where I am now. Now I'm an author, and I'm a coach, and I'm a teacher, and that's what I do. That's what I'm about now.
Well, you've got another book coming out.
I do. It's called, you know, After Writing Guided. People ask me, okay, I get it, Linda. I love your book. I get it. I see how I've missed it in my life, where I've got it in my life. But Linda, how do you do it? They keep asking me more about how I do it, okay? So it's called How to Live a Guided Life. First Steps, Channeled from My Spirit Guide Angels. So this is book one. There's going to be a series of these books. And this first book is going to be published on Amazon in all formats. It's going to be on Audible. It's going to be on iTunes. It's going to be in the as an audiobook, a paperback, and a Kindle, the end of May.
Okay, so really quick. Is it already done? It's up and
yes.
It just comes out then?
Yes,
okay.
It is.
All right, can you give us
done.
A tease?
Yes, it is.
How to do it? I mean, can
give
you give
you
us a tease?
Of,
you know, like maybe page 10.
Oh, you are good. Okay, let me see here. I've got it sitting right here on my word processor. I'm doing everything, by the way. I do the audio narration as read by the author, right?
Yeah.
I do the formatting, the book cover, you know, I do all, spinning all those plates, Wendy, you know.
Well, but see, that's when you were so good at doing all of those different businesses and getting in and getting out at the right time. And I'm telling you right now, that's what people want to know. How did you do that? How? And then they want to be able to mirror or pattern that. That's the clue right there.
It's in Guided. It's in Guided, Wendy. It's in Guided. It's all through Guided. It's the story of my life so people can hook into the story of their life and start making these better decisions. These timely decisions, when your guides come through and they give you signs, signals, insights, nudges, they prefer to speak to you telepathically because that's how they speak with each other. Your guides, that's how they speak with each other. But most of the time, people miss it. So that's why they, you know, if you're coming through a traffic light and there's going to be somebody who's going to run the light, something comes in front of you to slow you down so you don't become a casualty of that particular incident, right?
Right.
Something
yes.
like that.
Mm-hmm.
They come through with signs, signals. They push you back. They've got their, if your life is difficult, you need to stop what you're doing and pay attention to and get off that track and it's a nudge from your guides. It's a great big giant stop sign they're holding up. Stop! Don't do this to yourself anymore. Okay, so that's what it's all about. Your guides are always there for all of us, no matter what we have or have not done in this lifetime. They don't judge you, okay? They're your biggest fans. So here we go. Here's a couple of chapter titles. How about that?
Yep.
Understanding yourself comes first. And then under that, subtitles are finding your way home, slowing down your life, a life without regret. And then chapter two, limitations are how you limitations and how to unlearn them. Huh? That's a good one. And some subtitles under that are, change evolves you forward, not backward.
Why? Okay, now I want to go. I'm just kind of curious. Yep. What's page 10? Yep. Is it a picture?
Now you're talking about the book I'm going to publish the end of next month, right?
That's right.
Okay, so when you say a picture, what are you referring to?
What's on page 10? I'm just curious.
Okay, page 10. Now, let's go look for page 10.
I know
got it. Okay, I do. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, be careful why you want things.
Ah.
What you want?
That's the classic dilemma.
What you want and how you are going to get it is much different than what you want and why you need it. This is a small distinction that makes all the difference in your future and how abundance comes to you.
That's
these
a good
are
one.
The every one of these are, Wendy, these, as you know by reading Guided, brilliant. I mean, these guides are brilliant. They are. They supersede anything here on the planet. I've never had teachers that even come near what my spirit guides, angels, beings. I mean, these. Once you meet your guides and you start working with them, you build this working relationship with them, you don't just stay with the same team. When you learn what they came here to show you, new ones come in that you're now ready for and ready to learn new things from, okay? So I've evolved through many, many sets of guides, and I really do think that a lot of my guides now are, you know, they're not of this world. They're a mix of many, okay, depending on what I need them for.
Do they tell you where they come from?
If I ask them. It's really, you know, when I ask them something like that, they know it's a ridiculous question, I guess, you know, because that's not what's important. That's really not why they came here, you know, to tell me where they came from or to give me somebody's name, you know?
I understand.
It's just low-level stuff. It's not why they're here, you know?
Well, I mean, some people come out and I'm talking with so-and-so Melchizedek and I'm talking with, you know, some big names, you know, Arthur or the Arcturians or, you know, Snowball Man, whatever.
That'll happen. It depends on who you're with. You draw them in as a collective, and let's say you're with three other people, and they're not your family or anything, and they're just three other people who are very, either very curious or very tuned in or, you know, worldly in their ways of looking at things. They can, with their energy, they can draw in the many different types of guides, and I've had that happen because of the other people I'm around.
You
draw in a different element, you know? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so if you were giving people advice on how to know when their guidance is helpful versus it's just somebody else's influence or maybe interference, how do you do that?
Okay, now that comes from doing some very basic steps. And if you question it, first of all, if you question it, you're doubting. And if you're doubting, you're already off course, okay? So what has to happen is some very basic things. And the first thing you need to do is release the pressure of all the things you should be doing, of any should-dos, have-to-dos, any preconceived notions, anything that's making you upset, anybody who is criticizing you, please, you know. You need to release the pressure. You need to stop overthinking everything. You need to let go and stop panicking. Until you can do that and not desperately need an answer, need to know right now, you know, all that panic, okay? Your guides cannot reach you when that's what you're doing, okay? So that has to be the first thing that a person does is to get a hold of themselves and bring themselves back down to earth and start breathing, okay? Okay, so you can't, not even any person can reach you when you're in that type of mode, okay? Not to mention your guides. The next thing you need to do is stop taking everything personally. Step back and become observant without judgment. Practice that. That takes practice. You have to do it every day you go to work. You've got to not step into that low vibration. Okay, you've got to stay clean, high, and clear. That's the second one. Okay, now, once you've learned to do these two things, these are the two keys. You learn to do these two things. You can step back from your life because now you can breathe. You're relaxed. You can look at it again, examine it. You can start to remember some things. You can now listen. Same life, different perspective.
Good analogy. The shaman you talk about in the book, change your life?
Oh, yeah. This guy was great. You know what was great about this guy? As soon as I got off the plane in the Amazon jungle, these quote shamans were hanging all over the place with their ayahuasca trying to sell drugs to people. And these guys weren't shamans. They were addicts, you know? It was ridiculous. I mean, I guess the tourists, you know, the demand was there, so they were there, and that's what was there, right?
Yes.
And it took me going way back into the Bolivian mountains to actually meet a real shaman. This guy was the real thing. And he was just as normal, Wendy, as I was when I had my out-of-body experiences. And it was just normal to me. He was just a normal guy. He worked the fields with everybody else. You know, they had a big farm there. Mm-hmm. They were self-sustained, okay? Very, very basic and crude living conditions, you know? But to them, they were happy, Wendy. It was, when he sat and he did the cocoa reading for me, this guy was just, what can I say? This guy was amazing. You don't see these people anymore. They're rare. They're way, 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 way out of civilizations, you know, like this guy. And yeah, he showed me things. He told me things I knew were true. And he told me things that I still was going, what?
Mm-hmm.
And my you know, response came to light, and all the fog was cleared away like some 5 years later when finally my family secrets came out of the family I was raised in. And the fog lifted, and I saw things for what they were, and that was another thing that had to happen before I could write Guided.
He saw kind of like tying up old issues and putting a bow on it and saying, okay, that's done.
That was it. That was just, you know, it's great, Wendy. This life is great. Nothing ever happens to any of us. It all happens for us.
But that's a thing that you evolved into again.
Yeah. Because when I was younger, I did try to run. I tried running quite a few times. I mean, who wouldn't try to run from that? Oh, my God. It was a rough start, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, once again, I picked them all. I picked all these characters to learn from. And, you know, I just learned. I learned because I had chapter one or part one of Guided starts out reading, raised by spirit guides. I was literally raised by spirit guides. And, I mean, it's the only thing that kept me together in this life.
See, the deal is, though, having heard your story, read your story, seen the story, and the way that you present yourself, that incredible and abusive introduction to being human, learning to get through that and then coming out the other side, you're a very strong and empowered individual.
That's all because of the support I received from my spirit guide angels, all because of them.
So that's why the story has legs, and it has a very compelling hook to give people an idea that there is more here, and when you need it, it shows up.
Oh, you are right, Wendy. It's so profound when people finally jump into this and realize what this is. You know, I live in Sedona, Arizona, okay? in Sedona, Arizona, you run across all kinds of people all the time that are using spirituality as an excuse for their life, all right? It sets me off. I just can't be around them, all right? Because spirituality for me has always been a tool for my life. I mean, it's just it's the yellow brick road. It's connecting the dots. My life makes sense, okay? It's not because I use it to escape my life. It's because I use it so I can really understand what's going on here, okay? So although Guided is a book about spirit guide angels and my relationship with them, it is the most grounded spiritual book that you will ever read.
And we're going to have to get out of here. So
okay.
on that note, the book, this is the first one, because you heard as we're talking, she's got another one coming out, Guided. That's the introduction. You can find out the nuts and bolts of how this all started when she was a kid and didn't have any way out. And you can also check out the website, lindadeer.com, right? And I need to spell it because if you're listening, it's D-E-I-R, Linda,
right,
D-E-I-R.com.
Right.
But the
website,
other books are coming out.
Yeah, and Guided was just, I just published Guided in audiobook format. It's available on audible.com and on iTunes. It is a powerful listen.
All right. Now, I want to go back to your, because we've got about 4 minutes left, your purpose in doing all this, because they kind of gave you a heads up and you're going to be keyed into doing this, and that's what's right now front and center on your plate.
Right.
What's your hope? What's your hope as you spread this information to people as a coach?
My first desire on a personal level is to reach the teenagers, Wendy. If we could reach, if this book can get in the hands of the teenagers before they turn 19 years old, that's a key year for everybody that comes into this world. And if they can get this, if they can recalibrate themselves while they're teenagers, Wendy, before they make that commitment and pow, they're set in concrete, okay? I want to reach them before that happens so they have this added guidance, okay, to get them to the highest place they could possibly be and come through it as a whole person, achieve what they came here to achieve and live a fulfilling life. That's what I want to see. Not a fear-based life, not a life of compromise. No.
Do you think you're going to have to write a book of fiction to help get that message to that audience?
I'm going to let my guides let me know about that. Right now they have me guided, getting behind Guided, doing interviews with people like yourself, Wendy, and getting the word out there, writing the next books on how to do this. And by the way, the next books, it's all channeled information. It's channeled from my spirit guide angels, exactly how they see it and what people need to understand. And then at the end of the paragraph, it's like these are about 250 word insights. I put in there how it works. And I break it down from a human perspective on how they put this to work. It makes it so palatable for people. And I mean, we've got a huge audience. You know that more than half the people who buy Guided are men?
That's impressive.
I know. It's amazing.
Okay. From now on, when you're doing your Guided, you are, in terms of Empower Radio, empowered to go the direction that you need to go. Just listening to Linda, you've got an idea, an insight. You're not alone. And if you do need help, they're right beside you. They may not speak the same language, but when I hear her saying telepathy is important, that's how I get it. Telepathy works. And so in terms of clearing yourself out to hear telepathically, Linda, did you have any kind of suggestion that might help clear?
Yeah. The first thing, what you'll realize in order to master telepathy is the key to mastering it is learning who you are. Most people were born into this world, got shot right into what you're told to be, what you're told to think, what you're told, who you're told to love, what you're told to do, okay? How you're told to behave. You miss that whole part where you came in as, okay? You've got to go back and discover who that is and build from that. You've got to know who you are. Until you know who you are, you can't trust that person. You can't trust yourself. When you know who you are and you can then trust who that is, then you can start receiving telepathic messages.
All right. And on that happy note, remember, trust. Trust is it. We're going to have to get out of here. I do want to remind you that we are doing an Indiegogo fundraiser. And Nick, if you're trying to track down Linda's information, get on lindadeer.com and you'll find it, Guided, the book, the first one. And she's got more coming out, you heard. So follow that up. In the meantime, follow empowerradio.com and you're going to find out more about the Indiegogo campaign and how you can help and you can get involved or you can follow along one way or the other. And remember, whatever's going on in your life, you are the creator. It's you who brings the magic to the equation. Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful day and take care. We'll be talking to you again soon on Empower Radio, Conscious Living. See ya.